This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Pelka. Russian President Vladimir Putin is sharply dismissing U.S. claims that Moscow and Russian hackers are carrying out cyber attacks on American companies and government agencies. That includes demands for millions of dollars in ransom to restore corporate computer operating systems. President Putin interjected the claims as farcical in a wide-ranging interview with NBC News. His remarks came just days ahead of his Wednesday summit with U.S. President Biden in Geneva. Cyber attacks are expected to be a key point of contention in the talks. The Russian leader said the U.S. has not once produced evidence or proof. In April, Biden expelled 10 Russian diplomats and imposed new sanctions on six Russian technology companies. Putin told the state TV channel Rossiya 1 on Sunday that Russia was willing to extradite cyber criminals on an equal basis with the U.S. Although it was not clear what attacks on Russian corporate entities he was claiming had originated in the United States. Biden said at a news conference in Britain at the end of the G7 summit of leading industrialized countries that he was open to the idea of a prisoner swap. NATO leaders have declared China as a constant security challenge, saying it is working to undermine global order. And they say they're worried about how fast the Chinese are developing nuclear missiles. The NATO leaders said a summit in Brussels on Monday that China's goals and assertive behavior present systemic challenges to the rules-based international order and to areas relevant to alliance security. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.